Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 149. Today's article, Sweet As, Why Some Slang Leaves Out Keywords. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can tune into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today we learn how slang develops as a way for members of a specific group to identify and communicate with each other. Today I will give you the vocabulary necessary to understand the article. I will read the article and in the end follow up with some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, go for a walk, but tune in. And while listening to a daily news article, also learn some new English. Enjoy. Now for today's vocabulary. 1. Exclaim, verb. To say something loud because of a surprise, pain, or a strong emotion. It's so good to finally meet you, she exclaimed. 2. Component, noun. One of the parts from which something is made. United Technologies is one of the world's largest manufacturers of aircraft components. 3. Signal, verb. To show or suggest that something exists or is happening. The scandal may signal the end of his political career. 4. Millennial, noun. A person who reached adulthood around the year 2000. Millennials are finding it increasingly difficult to buy homes. 5. Overwhelm, verb. To have a very strong emotional effect on. He was overwhelmed with excitement when his baby was born. 6. Trendy, adjective. Very fashionable and modern. My sister is very fashionable and always wears trendy clothes and accessories. The title for today's article, Sweet As, Why Some Slang Leaves Out Keywords. It's not uncommon to find that native speakers of a language don't use textbook grammar when they speak. But even native speakers of English can be surprised when they hear some people use incomplete sentences, and other people seem to understand them anyway. This could be someone from New Zealand exclaiming, sweet as, when they're happy about something, or your young friend saying that they can't even after getting exciting news. Both of these phrases leave out key grammatical components. We don't know what sweet as is making a comparison to, or what our friend can't even do. According to Isabel Burke, a language expert at Monash University in Australia, words are left out of these phrases on purpose. Slang develops as a way for members of a specific group to identify and communicate with each other. And incomplete phrases can help you find out if someone else is a member of your group. In Lens, the Monash University blog, Burke wrote, only members of your select gang can fill in the blanks, and you signal your knowledge of those blanks by using these expressions. Sweet as is an example of a country developing its own slang, as most do. If you live abroad and hear someone using your home slang, your first thought is likely to be that they have a connection to your country. In fact, this type of incomplete comparison is common in New Zealand. For example, New Zealanders, or Kiwis, might describe something really big as being big as. While if they tell you something is stupid as, that means they think it's really stupid. I can't even is an expression that developed online among millennials. It's used to express that someone is so overwhelmed by a feeling or reaction to something they don't know what to say. Dictionary.com says it first started being seen on social media in 2009, especially on Twitter and Tumblr. Using it back then communicated that you were young, online, and using one of these then trendy social media platforms. Now for the discussion questions. 1. Have you ever been confused by a native speaker's use of grammar? 2. Are slang expressions that leave out words common in your language? 3. Have you been to any English-speaking countries? If so, did you hear a lot of slang? If not, which would you like to visit? 4. What English slang terms do you enjoy using? When did you pick them up? 5. Do native speakers of your language frequently break grammar rules in everyday speech? I hope you enjoyed today's article. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. You can find this article and more at www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope this article helped you improve your English. Have a good weekend. Bye.